This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. Joining us in the studio, some lovely ladies over there. Hi.
Hi.
We can hear them slightly, but not too slightly because I haven't turned the microphones on yet. Basha, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you? I was wondering why I couldn't hear them, and then I looked and said their microphones aren't on. That's really nice to introduce the ladies.
Well,
and
we have
not
background noise, which is always helpful. How about that? Hi.
Hi.
There we go.
Okay. So that's Andre and Ash. And they're going to talk to us later about puzzle diaries.
They are.
Mm.
It's a very interesting little project they've got going on there.
Mm. And what else is on tonight's show?
I have no idea. Oh, we're going to do a bit of an update about Nikki and Jill from season one of The Real L Word.
Yes, because they have a new website called Flip Fridays.
Well, it's not too new. It's been around for quite a while now. But I've got a bit of a clip to share with you, something really cute. We'll have a bit of an update on what's going on with them.
Cool. And we're also going to give you the Midsummer Guide, our top picks of what you really need to do during the festival.
Which, you know, is just a rough.
Yeah.
We don't want you to do everything or anything like that.
But, you know, just some things that you really have to do. And, of course, our events listing for this weekend.
Yeah. And I'm excited.
Are you?
I am.
Good.
Because if, you know, we get to the weekend, that would be nice.
Oh, God, don't start that, please. I'm so sick of hearing this.
I'm just saying that apparently the world's supposed to end. But I did read an interesting article today, which actually threw all of that out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to the scientists. They will disprove it all.
Yeah, yeah. So if you are planning an end-of-the-world party, you can cancel it now. We'll happily be here for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
If you do want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can do so by sending us an SMS on 0427JOY949, or you can email in at onair@joy.org.au. That's it. That's all I got for you. So, yeah.
Great.
Okay. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we're on Joy 94.9. Now, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, we're very happy to be here tonight.
We are, and we have some very special guests in the studio with us.
We do.
Andre and Ash from Puzzle Pieces. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, how you going?
It's Puzzle Diaries, actually. Yeah. I know, I said that and went, hold on, no, Puzzle Diaries. And then I went, yep, sorry, I'll get it right.
Now, of course, if you do want to go and check out the site while we're talking about it and while you're learning what is the website to head to?
It's www.puzzlediaries.com.au.
Yes.
Good sarcasm there.
Very nice. I appreciate that. It's always good.
Okay, so can you just tell us a little bit about Puzzle Diaries, or a lot about Puzzle Diaries, because we want to know all about it.
Yeah, sure. Well, basically, what's on the site at the moment is a skeleton of what we want. So life isn't about having all the pieces. It's about collecting them on the way. So what we're doing is we're collecting pieces from the queer women of Australia. Your stories can be written, they can be filmed, or they can be in art form. So basically, we just want everybody's stories, and we can put them together on this website as a resource for other women.
And what do you hope that this resource is going to create? You want to inspire? Do you want to?
Well, we wanted a space for women of all kinds to feel, I guess, some kind of belonging and have it like kind of like a journal or a diary that's, you know, hidden under their mattress or buried in the garden type thing. So we don't want anyone to hold back, and people can be anonymous as well, but just to share their stories about their sexuality.
Okay.
It sounds really interesting, ladies.
Yeah, well, we want it to be a safe and open space. So basically we found when we created the site and we were talking to more and more women, originally we had it as a space for lesbians to go on to share their stories. But the more people that we spoke to, the more we realised lesbian is a really limiting title. And so that's why we've changed it to Queer Women of Australia. So, you know, it's not just about being lesbian. It's not just about being bi. There's all these little grey areas in between, and we just wanted to be open to women who have had or wanted to have different relationships or interesting stories about other women.
So, yeah,
very general.
That'll keep you busy then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
this could get interesting.
But I like that you've included the queer women, because I know myself when I first discovered that I liked women, I wasn't prepared to say, okay, I'm a lesbian. I went to the whole, I'm bisexual. Mm. And then eventually I went, actually, no, I'm not. But, you know, no. But, yeah, I like the fact that they're both there, that you've got that term that's sort of allowing everyone to feel included. And even if you're in that grey area or you're in some of those other pockets, you know, transsexual and things like that, that you can feel welcome to come here and share your stories and get support, I'm guessing, is what you're really wanting, is that people who are questioning or a bit confused can go to this website and see, oh, someone else has had that same issue or that same problem, or, oh, that story sounds interesting, I don't feel so bad. Is that sort of what the thought is behind your website?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I was coming out, I was hearing some stories because I did have a few gay friends around me. But for me, as a young one, like, I didn't identify in any particular category because I was just still finding things out for myself. And for me, if I had a resource where I can go on there and listen to other people's stories or have them express it in different ways, then maybe I can sort of relate to, or I can see the path that they've gone down and have some knowledge behind it before I took a big step in and actually did this massive thing that'll change my life forever. I would have liked some sort of resource to be open and everyone to be honest and very truthful, and that's what, for me, the site is all about, just a resource.
It can be very empowering to hear other people's stories and, as you said, relate. And when you relate to something, it does. It's very empowering.
And it's also good for the author as well. Like, there might be, you know, people out there who have these stories and have never told a soul. And, you know, so it's a good place for them to express their stories. And, you know, if they are anonymous, it's still quite empowering for them to get it out and just sort of have that relief as well. So
about getting those skeletons out of the closet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Literally out of the closet. Yeah. Well, that worked. It's more witty than I realised.
Now, the site hasn't actually been launched yet, has it?
No, it's live at the moment, so you can see some of the team bios on there, and they have shared some of their stories on there as well. But with the team, we're very open. Everybody's out and about. So, you know, you can you can sort of see them and know who they are, and they are out in the scene, so you probably know them already or have seen them, or they've gone out with someone you've gone out with and all that sort of stuff.
So then the secrets really start.
And hence anonymous stories can be put forward. But we've got the core team there at the moment. We've collected some stories already, but we haven't launch them on the site yet. We're collecting as much as we can, so please send in yours.
Yeah. All right, people can do that just by going to the website, because there's actually a form there that they can fill out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, or they can send us an email. The address is mail@puzzlediaries.com.au.
Mm. There you go. We were writing it down.
Yeah. paper moving everybody.
I know, because it's like, okay, I've got to do this. Do I have secrets to tell? Watching people out there going, what? Tian's looking at me getting scared. Don't worry, Tian. It's anonymous.
You know, those late nights used to drive me home all the way to Ringwood, and I know you know a lot.
I used to drive this one home, and she used to share, and I'd be driving and she'd just talk and talk and talk.
Really?
And, yeah, it was great.
She knows things she shouldn't know.
Well, people can put more than one entry in.
Well, I was just about to ask that. Is it limited to one? So it doesn't matter how many stories you share.
No, it's just going to be an open site for women, queer women, to put stories, secrets, art, anything that expresses them in a live forum.
So is everything that comes in, is that fielded by you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't want to go putting things up there and, you know, then trouble is caused. I mean, we're going to make sure that, you know, we're going to filter it and make sure that it's all safe.
No one's naming names and no one's...
Yeah, exactly. We don't want haters. We don't want people to have a big ruckus in there. So it's an open forum and we want to keep it that way.
So at the site, the way that it is now, is it possible for people to get on there and look at these stories and comment on them? Or did you just want it to be more of like a here it is, take it on board, move along?
We did, because I guess at one stage we were thinking of something like that, but we don't want it to be a place where, you know, we've got to be prepared for haters and we've got to be prepared for that sort of stuff, and we don't want the site bombarded and then an author going on there and going to their story and just seeing rubbish posted under it. That's not what it's about.
That's what Facebook's for.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I suppose that's right, because you are essentially creating a safe space.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you want to protect those authors as much as you can. So it's great that you've taken that initiative to ensure that it's limited to what kind of communication your users can have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it'll inspire people if they read something and they feel a story of their own. They can, of course, then write to you and say, okay, this is my version of this story, or this is what I feel by reading that story, and maybe bringing more power. But yeah, that you guys have that safety filter. Yes, which I think is really good, because on certain websites you do see that there's more negative feedback to positive feedback. And I think, really, do people have that much time? I don't know, I was brought up, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
And if I don't agree with someone saying, I'm not going to, you know, and if it's someone's experience, especially if it's such a personal thing, I don't want to be belittling them. And I don't know what they're going through. They've only given us a little window into their lives.
Absolutely.
But I think this will be very beneficial to our community, I think, and maybe even to the broader community if they start looking and seeing what maybe we're going through.
Yep. Exactly right.
Well, that's part of it as well. I mean, I remember going through my coming out and not realizing that, you know, my mum was going through a whole bunch of stuff as well. So for me, the focus is on me because I was experiencing all these things and was confused and everything like that. But actually, you know, my mom, my sister, whoever, my friends were also wondering what I was going through as well. And if they could see this and see different people's experiences, then maybe they'll have a better connection, like, say, with whoever's coming out. So
I think that's really good. It reminds me of one of the groups that, you know, Joy supports, I'm fairly sure, PFLAG, the Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and the work that they do in our community is absolutely fantastic. So it's even something that you could possibly approach them about. It's just another avenue for people to read and to learn and to take it on board, because from what I imagine you're trying to gain is all of these really honest stories that are going to come from the heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think you're definitely going to get that.
Yeah, so send it in.
And I think you're sort of leaving it also open to maybe even, you know, the family, as you said, the family and friends to even come in and contribute how they're trying to cope with, you know, this news and what's happening in the lives of, let's say, their children, and that they can then say, oh, you know, we'll just write our story and maybe help someone else to get that understanding. I think that's really good.
Yeah, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, see, yeah.
We're all insane.
I know.
So one of the questions we've got here for you that we wanted to ask was if you were limiting input to Australian residents only?
To start off with, yes. We did start off with just Melbourne, but then
got real small real quick.
Yeah. We had a meeting with everybody and all these ideas started flying out and we're like, okay, it needs to be Australia, not Melbourne. And it started going a bit further and we're like, let's take one step at a time. And
let's just conquer this island first.
Let's focus on home and then we can take it further.
So if you are going to look at it expanding in the future, is that definitely something that you've got in mind, like you would like to?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This could be... I've had a lot of thought about this and I'm nervous of how big this could actually get. So I'm trying to take one step at a time and just try and focus on now and not get too carried away, because my brain's just... all these ideas are like, I want to do everything now.
Well, actually, we're not only just thinking, I mean, we're starting in Australia, but there are so many organisations that we want to support as well. We've heard a lot about the Uganda problems that they're having over there, and we're actually, you know, it's at the moment it's non-for-profit, but we do want to take in donations and actually contribute to some of the world issues that are going on, not just in Australia. So at the moment, yeah, very much home website, and then we're going to take over the world.
Okay, well, you've got until the 21st, so you can get started.
I'm going to say, you didn't do that in like a sinister voice. You know, we're going to take over the world. You know,
you do it so much better than
I know, because I'm like, no, you've got to be like stroking a cat doing it, you know.
I'll be the cat.
All right, good. Sorry, my mind went to the wrong spot.
Oh, God.
Hey. Wait, that was innocent until you did that.
If anyone has any questions about stroking cats, you can send a text on 0427JOY949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. Especially helpful if you've got any questions for the ladies. They will be in here for a while, so you're more than welcome to. Now, what is your launch date? Do you have a date for the launch?
We do. Ooh. Ooh. But it's top secret. No. We want to launch by midsummer. Okay, so cool. Very soon. We've got a few stories together and we've got a lot of content that we need to put on there. But we're really encouraging people to come to us and to bring stories to us. And then we can just do one big massive launch in time for midsummer.
Fantastic. Mm. And you are hoping to have a presence at midsummer as well?
Yes.
That would be great.
At Carnival?
Yeah, you'll be seeing us around with Puzzle Diaries t-shirts.
Cool.
Handing you have t-shirts. Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're thinking of, you know, rollerblades and we're just skating around and
giving
free hugs. We love hugs.
Yeah, that's good. The stairs might be a bit of a problem.
Oh, we'll just jump. You know. Okay. We'll fly. We can fly.
Oh, you can fly.
Yeah.
Wow.
This team.
I know, look at her. She's just selling it. I know, they are really going to take over the world.
They really can fly.
They
have superpowers.
I know.
Well, I'm hoping that your superpowers have this website taking off, literally, with you. And it does look like it is going to, because it's a fantastic idea and it's going to really help our community. So what was the website again?
It's www.puzzlediaries.com.au.
Oh, that was beautiful.
And I think we're going to put a link.
I already have.
Oh,
I've
have
been
already?
Linking all that stuff all over Facebook all day.
Oh, but well,
I will link again because... I'm a linky kind of guy.
Okay.
Now, we will be keeping the girls in the studio because we like to lock people in here. Feel free to send them a text on 0427JOY949 or you can email at onair@joy.org.au. You are in the studio with Basha and Tian and Andre and Ash, and there's a midget over in the corner. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Very happy to be here tonight.
Yes, we've got two guests with us, Ash and Andre from Puzzle Diaries.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Oh, hi. Now, of course, before the break there, we were learning all about Puzzle Diaries. And it sounds amazing. I'm inspired.
Yes.
Send your story.
Yes.
Send your story.
Do you have a story that you can share to give our listeners an idea of what it is that you're looking for?
Man, do we have stories.
Do we?
We have stories.
We are at a time slot, so please... Clean stories. It is family hour still.
Okay.
But yes, do you ladies have a story, Ash?
Yeah, I've got my story.
Okay.
For the site, it's about putting things up that, I guess, that maybe people don't know or people kind of have an idea of who you are and what type of kid you were and, you know, knew how you grew up, but did they really know what was going on inside your head? So for my story, I guess, was, you know, as a kid, I always had boyfriends and all my mates were boys and, you know, I was a bit of a kissing freak and kissed all my mates and, you know, I was a real tomboy and had a lot of fun and it never ever crossed my mind that I had any interest in women at all until one of my best friends, she was also a tomboy, but I was fascinated by the way she would write and the muscles in her forearm, the way they would move. And I was just fascinated by her.
Oh, see, I was waiting for, like, the way she wrote, so you're going to, like, read her writing.
She was writing these beautiful stories.
Yeah. You mean her muscles flexing.
The muscles in her forearm would move a particular way, and I remember me trying to write the same way so the muscles in my arm would do the same thing.
I love that you're going red now. This is great.
It's really hot.
I can definitely relate to the fascination.
Yeah, thing. So yeah. I just thought I was fascinated by her. I didn't think it was attraction. I didn't think it was anything more than that. And then I got into a serious relationship when I was 18 and was with a guy for about 8 years. We were engaged to be married. I fell pregnant and we lost the child. And this, I guess these thoughts about women just got stronger and stronger. And I'd spoken to him about it numerous times and he was very understanding and he was quite a gentleman about it. And he never tried to get himself involved or he never tried to imply that it's something that we should try. He just knew that this was something that I felt I needed to do for myself. And I had this obsession with lesbians, I guess, as friends. I wanted lesbian friends. I wanted to be around women who were with women or liked women for some reason. And I didn't know why. It just got stronger and stronger. And so I ended up reconnecting with my sister and she was my dad's ex-girlfriend's daughter and we grew up together and we reconnected and I found out she was gay and I met all of her friends and I just automatically felt this sense of belonging. I felt this connection with women and I was still fascinated by it and by this time I had been with a few girls and but I didn't feel like those two people that I was with was enough for me to say I'm a lesbian. I just thought it was what it was. It was kind of experimenting. It never really, nothing was concrete for me until I met these girls, and we, I don't know, they opened my eyes and I saw more inside about how women's brains work with other women, and I got this thing, and I don't know, I still don't consider myself a lesbian, but you know, I'm with my partner and this is the most happiest and most, I feel like this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, and I'm so in love with her, and I'm so, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah, okay.
But I know that, you know, I'm just in love with her, and whether she was a guy or a girl, I don't know whether that would have an impact or not, but I know that I'm in love with her and she happens to be female, and what of it? I'm happy.
And that's okay by me.
Yeah, exactly.
Enough people put labels on everything. I don't think we need to put labels on ourselves. If you just want to, you're just you, and whatever you say you are, it's like, you know, just take people as they go. We don't have to label everyone and put everyone in little boxes.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, that makes it very difficult then, because then people forget to take you out of that box and you might want to change.
And then you put too much pressure on yourself because, you know, am I gay? Am I straight? Am I bi? What am I? I don't fit in with anything. And then, you know, me being with Andre is just like, I don't even think of that. I'm in love with her for her, and this is the happiest and most comfortable I've ever been in my life. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and this is where I'm supposed to be. So who cares if I don't have a label, or if I did have one, it doesn't matter. So, yeah.
You're right. Once she starts, she doesn't stop.
Oh,
she?
Thank you.
She's really good.
Yeah, I know. I like it. She's all right.
I like it when we can share everyone's love.
I know. But I like what you've shared because it's very empowering. It's a story that I wasn't expecting to go in the directions that it went in, but I found it very informative, and I get what you guys are, you know, like, it really sends home a message to me to say, okay, this is what you guys want, because I'm sure there are other people out there who are going through very similar things, and if they read that, they go, oh, it's not just me.
Yeah.
Or can take something out of that, you know. And I think, you know, thank you, because it's very important and it's very nice what you shared. And yes, you are very eloquent, because Andre was telling us that you couldn't talk and you were all nervous before.
I'm sorry, I was, and now so move over, babe.
That's all good.
I'll be on silent over here.
Is there a mute button?
There is. Need one.
There is, actually.
Now, look, the Puzzle Diaries website, you're hoping to launch by midsummer, and you're collecting stories at the moment. Just recapping if anyone's just tuned in. Now, that website is
www.puzzlediaries.com.au.
And it is not for profit.
Yes, that's correct.
And you're hoping in the future to bring a charity aspect in it to support some really worthy causes around our world.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's in the near future. We're really hoping to do that. That's what inspires and motivates us to do this.
And homos love charity.
They do.
Go the homos.
And yeah, they love to share.
They do.
You know, it's always good to
share
stories.
With us.
Okay, now that's creepy.
I know, I was going to say, that was sort of creepy. So you should have used that tone when you said you're going to take over the world.
Take over the world.
Yeah, see, that works.
Look, go and check out www.puzzlediaries.com.au. Share your story and it will go into the bank to be launched prior to midsummer. Hopefully very soon. And you will be having a presence at Midsummer Carnival as well, which is fantastic. And I expect to see Puzzle Diaries t-shirts, because you've got me excited about it now.
Definitely.
You can have a free hug too.
Nice.
I want a hug too.
You'll get one. Hugs all around.
Yay. Okay, well, there's free hugs involved too. Yeah. So everybody should be on board. If you do want to send a question to the girls about Puzzle Diaries, you can do so by sending a text on 0427JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian, Ash and Andre. This is our show, The Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight, but we are in the second half.
Yes.
Yes.
We're way into the second half. It's so, yes.
All right. I've just got to be
in the last quarter, actually, if you want to be...
We are.
Specific, but that's okay.
Quarter, which is pretty awesome. We have had in the studio tonight Andre and Ash from www.puzzlediaries.com.au.
You did that very well.
Thank you. And it's been great having the girls in here, and they've been teaching us all about what Puzzle Diaries is, and they're trying to get some stories and some art forms up to their website. So if you want to head over there and contribute one of your experiences, you're more than welcome to. And you can contribute more than once.
That is correct.
Yes.
Share. Share everything. All your dirty laundry.
All the dirty laundry. You don't have to go to the laundry bar in Fitzroy to do that.
No.
Now, I have something pretty cool to share with you guys. A bit of a clip here, because I did promise that we'll be doing a little bit of a chat about Nikki and Jill from... Nikki and Jill from The Real L Word. Now, they have been doing their own web series called Flip Fridays, and I've picked one out of obscurity here. This is the clip from when they have done their first pregnancy test. They were successful getting pregnant the first time they tried, which is amazing.
You've just ruined it for everyone who hasn't watched all 80 episodes and doesn't know what's happening. Sorry, people, I apologise.
This is just one clip out of many.
But now everyone knows they're pregnant.
They're more than pregnant, I'll tell you that right now. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, this clip, I'm just going to play a couple of minutes for you, and it is very cute. And if there is any swearing, my apologies. I have screened it and I didn't hear any swearing, so it should be okay.
Is it? I don't know. It's a very light cross. It's like a boy. It's like it wants to be a cross. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Baby, I can't.
I can't tell. I gotta take another one.
But you don't have to pee.
I'm gonna make myself. Oh my god. Okay, wait. It's not like a full cross.
Well, you can't be half pregnant.
Oh my god. I don't know if this is a full cross. It's like a little faint cross. But we gotta take it again. Oh my god, I don't know.
Is this so anticlimactic?
Wait, it's terrible.
Is that a cross?
I don't know.
But it looks like a cross.
I know, but look how dark the nut, the control line is.
I don't know. Let's go have coffee. We'll revisit.
But what if the coffee's not...
Let's just go have some coffee.
What if it messes with my urine?
How is it going to mess with your urine? Let's go Google it. Let's Google.
Oh my god.
Baby, don't oh my god yet because I don't know what that means.
Okay.
You're sort of pregnant.
A plus sign in the round window indicates a pregnant result. The line that makes up the plus sign can be different shades of blue and need not match the color of the illustration.
No! What? No! Are we pregnant?
So you've been listening to Nikki and Jill from season one of The Real L Word, and that was them finding out that their pregnancy test was positive. A very beautiful moment for any couple. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink, and you are on Joy 94.9. Well, welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now.
Yes.
We're near the end.
We are right near the end.
We are right near the end. And it's not the 21st, but the other end. The end of the show.
I was going to say, excuse me, sorry, we're not going there. That other end, sorry. Yes, okay. The
wow,
end of our show.
Really?
Yeah, well, you said that in my mind. Don't worry.
It's been a bit crazy in here tonight.
A little bit.
We've had Andre and Ash in the studio hanging out.
Hey.
Now, you've been teaching us all about www.puzzlediaries.com.au, which is going to be an amazing asset to our community.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. And I'm really excited to share my story.
Yes, I think I'm going to have to compile a story and share as well.
Maybe even a couple of stories.
Yeah, I've got a few of yours.
if you do want to share a story, you can do so by going to the puzzlediaries.com.au website and checking it out. And you can upload. There's like a little e-form people can fill out. And they're not limited to just one.
No, that is correct. Share as many stories and secrets as you wish.
And email them privately to me.
Yes.
If you want to join Laylink on social media, you can do so by heading over right now to joy.org.au, finding our program page, and that has all the links there that you might need. You can even email us out of Laylink hours on laylink@live.com.au.
You had to think about that one, didn't you?
I did. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, that's been a very quick hour. We thank you, ladies, because it was very informative, and we can't wait to share all our stories and read all everyone else's stories.
Yeah, thanks. We're looking forward to hearing some more stories. Thank you very much for having us on your show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming on our show.
Yes.
It's been awesome. Yes. Okay, well, you have been with Basha, Tian, Andre and Ash in the studio tonight. We'll be back Wednesday, 8 o'clock next week for Boxing Day.
Yes.
We're going to do a bit of boxing.
Are we?
Not really.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.